Today, I'm going to teach you about the three core phases of government contracting. And this is the evolution that everyone needs to make in order to be successful in this business. The challenge is this is often like putting together one of those set of IKEA shelves where a lot of times people don't necessarily read the instructions or follow the instructions, and you get towards the end of the build and realize you put something on backwards or upside down, or you forgot a part or whatever. And now you've got to take it apart and put it back together. And it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. If you don't know that these stages are there, then that could be a challenge. So imagine trying to put together that IKEA shelf with no instruction manual. And that's what it's like for a lot of brand new government contractors. So today I'm going to help give you the instruction manual. There are three main phases of learning and growing in this business. The first one is the foundation phase. The second one is the strategy phase. And the third one is the execution phase. What I've found is most people that get into this business get stuck in the foundation. They really get stuck in doing all the things that it takes to get ready. And then they never actually build the strategy. And then they sort of halfway start executing. I want to talk to you about how to get through the foundation and the strategy and into execution as quickly as possible. Let me jump in, kind of outline a little bit of what goes on in the foundation stage. In the foundation stage, that's where you're doing a lot of the business readiness, procurement readiness type of activities. You're educating yourself on the market and that sort of thing. You're working on learning all of the government websites and the tools that are out there. You're getting registrations and certifications. You need to be looking at who buys what you sell, as well as how they buy what you sell. And if you do all of that in the foundation stage, then you're ready to move into the strategy phase of all of this stuff. So when you get into the strategy phase, that's where you're taking your information and knowledge from the foundation and starting to look at your strategy. You're starting to say, okay, I know that these particular agencies buy what I sell. I know based on my background, I'm best to work in law enforcement or in medical or whatever it is. Let's take law enforcement. If I'm going to focus on law enforcement, then DOJ is probably a great place for me to look at. Homeland Security, probably a great place for me to start at. And you're picking your one strategic target that you're going to focus on. You're picking your flagship product to sell or service, and you're focused on those kind of things in the strategy phase. In the strategy phase, you're also looking at your marketing. So that is your website, your capability statement, all those types of things. You're looking at the events you want to attend. You're looking at your core competencies. You're looking at how to differentiate. You're getting your messaging squared away because you have a strategy in mind. And the strategy goes back to what I said earlier of, I know that I want to sell to FBI or DHS or whoever it is. And I know I want to sell this one core product or service. And based on that, I'm going to build my messaging around the fact that my focus is on law enforcement in some way, shape, or form, right? And here's the one problem that we solve for these clients. And so if you do that through the foundation and strategy phase, now you're ready to actually execute. You're ready to execute. You're ready to start prospecting. You're ready to start looking at your pipeline and dividing it between prime and subcontracting opportunities. You're ready to actually start chasing RFIs and sources sought. You're ready to start possibly bidding on proposals. And then you're ready to start looking at, hey, after we win an award, what do we do? How do we handle that? What are our internal processes for that? You can see very quickly how the foundation and the strategy phase are things that you need to do. They're very important to building that IKEA shelf, right? But they're not places you need to get stuck, because once you get to the execution phase, it's rinse and repeat. You're going to continually focus on prospecting, on partnering with other primes and subs and things like that, on responding to proposals. You want to get to that phase as quickly as possible, because if you're not responding to proposals, you're not going to win proposals, right? That's why we want to make sure you have the foundation and the strategy correct so that you're spending the right focused amount of time in that execution phase doing the right things, not just doing activity. Because that's really why a lot of people get in the business and they either get stuck in the foundation phase or they fly through it. And then when they get to the execution phase, instead of being laser focused, they're just responding to RFPs. Like, I just keep responding and I keep hoping to win. And that's not going to win. You're not going to win if your focus is, I'm just going to respond to things blindly. You have to build the relationship. And you do that by having a strategy that tells you who you should have a relationship with. We don't do any of this stuff blind. Do we occasionally run across an opportunity that's outside of our target market? It's outside of our flagship product or service that we respond to? Sometimes. But that should be an outlier in your business and not the norm when I look at your pipeline. If I examine your pipeline and everything is an outlier, that's the fastest way for me to say, okay, we need to go back and look at part of the foundation that you have built here, as well as your strategy. It's just the way it is. What I see often a lot of times is as people are going through the foundation, they get romanced by the data. They get into the SAM reports or the USA spending reports or some bid matching tool. And there's so much data available that you feel like you're actually in the execution mode when you're just in the foundation mode. You're not even really prospecting. You're just continuing to look at data and look at potential buyers, look at potential contracts, but you're not moving anything over into the actual pipeline that you're working on. And that's why people get stuck. They just get stuck in those phases. Once you've actually worked through the foundation and the strategy phase, you don't typically have to go back to it very often. You're occasionally going to need some additional education. You're occasionally going to look and say, oh, well, you know, if we had this certification, that might help. And we're now eligible for that or whatever. Hey, there's a contract vehicle that now that we've been in the market and understand what we're doing, I think now's the time to go get our GSA schedule or, you know, chase this contract vehicle or things like that. So there's times where you will go back to those phases briefly, but not spend an absorbent amount of time in those phases. Execution is where you need to get to as quickly as possible. If you're brand new in the business and you're like, Mike, how long does it take to get to that? Well, the answer is it depends, but the average company can get into the execution phase within 2 months, maybe 3 months, where you built a really solid foundation, you have a strategy that you're focused on, and now you're executing. In fact, I did 2 kickoff calls this week for brand new clients. And in both of them, I said, look, we're going to be continuing to learn some things and everything, but we got through a huge chunk of their strategy in the first call. And then I said, look, on our second call, we are going to go and look at who's buying what you sell and how they buy what you sell and all that kind of stuff. We're going to go through all of that type of stuff so that by the time we get to our third, maybe our fourth phone call, you are executing. We're not going to make money by staying in this foundation and strategy mode. We're not. We've got to get you out of that. We've got to get you making phone calls, sending emails, doing capability briefs, responding to RFIs. That's where you're going to make money, not by sitting in yet another session, learning about something that you already have a pretty good foundation on. Again, that's where I see people get stuck in that foundation mode where it's all about education and education, education, education. Most of you in 1 or 2 phone calls can have enough education to move on from that. And then you just need nuanced education. So as you're responding to something or as you are dealing with a contracting officer and a question comes up, we'll educate you on the way instead of just keeping you in a vacuum in the lab. We want to get you out there in the real world executing as quickly as possible. That is the core of what's going to make you money in this business, executing. You've got to be out there prospecting, talking to partners, and responding to things. And if you do those things, you are going to start filling that pipeline very, very quickly. Anytime you start to see your pipeline shrinking, that's an indicator that you are veering off that path and you're going back to foundation or strategy and you're not in the execution mode or mindset. So that's where we always want to bring you back to that to say, okay, we've got enough of that other stuff. Let's get you going. Let's put items in the pipeline so we can build that and have opportunities to close things. Very, very simple process. Don't get romanced by the data. Don't get romanced by the education. Don't fall prey to any of that stuff. We want to get you through the foundation and strategy phases as quickly as possible so that you can get into that execution phase, because that's where the magic is. If you have questions about any of this, you know how to reach me. If you're not part of our inner circle yet, I need you to join Federal Access, because man, you are going to love it. Go take a look at federalaccess.com. Take a look at the advisor plan. That's where we have our weekly inner circle calls. We have discussions like this every single week on how you can do more in the execution phase. And if you're struggling with the foundation and strategy phase, we cover those a lot as well. That's really the three primary buckets where we help people in those group coaching calls there in Inner Circle. I guarantee you, if you jump in, become part of that, you're going to learn a whole lot from what we are doing, and it's going to help you start winning contracts. So I will see you in Inner Circle. And if I don't see you there, I will see you in the next episode of Game Changers. I really hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe to the podcast and screenshot it and tag me on LinkedIn or whatever social media you use. So thank you again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.